I was very happy to hear also Tanisra, Tanisra's story, because I remember she told me this, her experience when we were quite young in the training, and Anagarika, and we were quite good friends, and we shared a lots of giggles together. I won't tell you the details of the result of it, because that would be embarrassing, but no. But we did share, and I was saying this to Ajahn Amaru yesterday, how, you know, this kind of, in a way, we're like, I feel like one of Rinpoche's daughter, kind of, maybe right a bit far down the line, but, and Ajahn Amaru was saying the story of how we giggled together, and Ajahn Amaru said, "Why did you giggle so much?" I said, "I don't know. I mean, you know, when we entered this life, I mean, it was just, everything was so funny, and I mean, you know, Tanisra, she was the next hippie, and she'd been really living this kind of free life, and I was kind of eccentric and extrovert, you know, ex-dancer and so on, and we entered in this kind of little kitchen together with all these four manjali and all these men and all this kind of thing to do and not to do, and we just, every day we just had to process the whole thing and crack up, you know, for about an hour, non-stop, just to get through the day. So it was quite wonderful just to hear this story again and to be reminded of what we've been through together, which was a lot of the time, actually a lot of happy memory, even though it was a hell of a life at the beginning. Sister Jitendriya said in the middle and the end. Careful, the truth is coming out. So I like to leave this on those words. Just thank you for all of you being here, and